Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back to the show that's actually gaining steam. I mean, we're not gaining steam the way I would like. I would think that in America, where something like the Tea Party took off and things like Gangnam Song or whatever that stupid video from Korea was that just took off, in a world and a time, and especially in a nation where things go viral just because we have the access to all of these types of things. I mean, it's all at our fingertips with our internet and everything else, that one would think that an actual solution in getting the federal government into compliance would be going viral. It doesn't go viral unless you share it, and you share it with enthusiasm. And what helps is you understanding, because I think that's what creates the enthusiasm, understanding that this really is the only process. And so we're going to get into that, and then we're going to get into some marketing, because as much as I want to get into the ratification debates, as much as we need to get into the ratification debates, because there's no doubt in my mind, the ratification debates galvanize what the Constitution means. The definitions, the explanations, it is there. We do not need a person to put a black robe on and wave their hands over a crystal ball and tell us what the Constitution means. I think that we've placed way too much emphasis on the opinions of judges when the facts are inescapable. This is why this show is all about the academic evidence and academic-based solutions. So, as you know, the show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And so, because it's a marketing show, I'm just going to let you know that you can go to Red State Talk Radio podcast page on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And that's where you'll find what the heck's coming up in content. But because we're doing a little, because Monday and Tuesday we had Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, we wanted to make sure that that conversation didn't languish and just sit around. We may re-air that a little bit later on. But what I want you to understand is that the content that we provide is critical content that you need to understand. You need to understand that they know, these nefarious people, the planners, those people who want to take over and subjugate us, you, me, the United States, the world, they know what gets you going. They know what to air, how to present it so that you just go, you get infuriated and you get caught up in your passions. And they know how to divide us. That is why the conservative movement is constantly divided over all these hotbed issues. Because instead of coming together on the real premise of the Constitution, that the Constitution limits the federal government's jurisdiction, authority, and everything else, people go off and say, abortion's wrong. Well, no. Abortion's wrong because they don't have any jurisdiction. It goes back to the Constitution. If I could get everybody that has stepped forward on a myopic issue, whether it be health freedom, whether it be Western lands, whether it be abortion, health care, Common Core, all of these entities that are sucking in money, they're doing the exact same thing as the progressives, because they're actually supporting distractions and division. Back out to the Constitution and say, hold it. You have no jurisdiction over any of these matters. And when you realize that, it's really not about abortion or Obamacare, or Common Core, health, freedom, and et cetera, education. It is about the Constitution. And what's around the corner is the next thing that they're going to start picking at. All they need to do is get us to a point of political vulnerability, whether that be over finance, whether that be over world affairs, what have you. All they've got to do is get us to political vulnerability where they say, oh, you know what, we need to discard the Constitution for a while. We need to set it aside because of these emergencies, and you got to trust us. Do not trust them. Do not let them take your Constitution and put it aside. This is why this message is so important, not just for you. It is more important that your state legislators understand this. And I'm telling you, the state legislators have been eating out of the federal government's hand. Well, that's changing. We're finally getting people in the state legislature to wake up, but there's way too few of them because there's way too many people that are just following the shiny object because they're entranced. They're entranced by the opportunities that have been put before them. This is why you need to get involved. You need to help find, get somebody that is actually going to support the Constitution 100%, not just the Second Amendment. Really, I just get so frustrated and aggravated and annoyed with the fact that people, oh, well, you know, this guy's a strong Second Amendment. No, I don't care if this guy's strong Second Amendment, strong health freedom. Those issues don't matter because if he's strong on the Constitution in its entirety, then that's what matters because all these other things actually fall away. They no longer become the problem when we focus on the real solution, and it is all about the Constitution. So with that, some of the other things we want to cover and we're going to get into is a little bit of marketing today, some of the news and so forth. And, you know, we'll talk about what the heck's going on with Trump and Iran and so forth. But more importantly, I just wanted to give you kind of a heads up. We will be covering the ratification debates, and I've just gone through why they're so important. We're also going to have an interview with Keith Broders of the Constitution Club, as well as a longtime advocate of the Constitution and so forth. So you're definitely going to want to catch that. I'm hoping that we can start this. It'll be a long interview, and hopefully we can start it tomorrow. We're just waiting on some technical difficulties on the distant end. But anyway, the listen line number, you need to put this into your phone so that you don't miss these things, or at least you need to start downloading our podcast. But the listen line number is 605-562-4209. That way you don't have to miss any of the information, especially when we're covering the content that is really central, that you actually hear Madison's words for yourself. I'm telling you, when you hear these men that are arguing and setting down the definitions and terms of the Constitution, you need to hear those words. Once you do, you'll realize, wow, federal government has no business doing any of these things. What the heck's going on? And I want you to understand, these words, these ratification debates are legally binding. This is when the Constitution, the contract, was being negotiated. Are they going to accept it or not? And in the formal process of accepting, as they defined it and as they sold it to the states, they said, this is what this means, then those terms and definitions are legally binding. That's a fundamental of contract law. And so people are starting to get this. People are actually starting to understand that we actually have contractual standing, that this is what the Constitution is. This is the delegated powers we've given you, and that is all. Federal government, get back in check. You want to do something like that? You want to legislate and control labor? Give us an amendment. You did it in 1926, and we rejected it. But then how in the heck do they have the control over labor today? Because they usurped it, and the states didn't step forward. It's time we get the backbone back into the state so that the states can step up. That's why you are so important. That's why you are really needed. That's why we beg and plead that you do something. You get involved. You help, and the best thing you can do is help us get Wyoming across the line this year. I'm saying it now. Please make sure you put money aside so that you can help contribute to the, because there are rhinos. You think your state is bad. Wyoming is just as bad. They have some real rhinos in office. And it seems like most people are getting exposed in Wyoming to Republic Review, and they're going, oh, my God, this is big. This is huge. They want to get their arms around it, but they know that they can't do it with the rhinos because the rhinos will stop them. And it's not about right and wrong. It's about getting the right people in first, because that's why most people say we need to educate our way out of this. No, we have to educate enough leaders to lead us out of this, because I'm telling you, we do not have time. The amount of time we have left between now and the next political emergency, when they want to set aside the Constitution, is not that far away. So we have the time if we focus on getting Wyoming across the finish line and then getting a few other states across the finish line, because then people will start learning. Because once we have a state standing up, that state will be then working with the other states. Help us get this first state to stand up. You have no idea what boost of courage, you have no idea what'll end up happening. And that's why I'm pleading to you, please help us with Wyoming. With that, well, we're at that limitation now where we're going to go into a couple of promos. We'll be right back and get into the marketing for you. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Support our sponsors. We have one sponsor, and we have to beg you to consider supporting our sponsor. Most people drink, and most people like drinking a good cup of coffee. We believe and we will assert that Red State Coffee is a premium coffee. So we ask that you at least try it and tell us otherwise. What do you have to lose? If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will be able to order yourself one bag of beans or grind. They offer you both, and both are premium, so give it a try. Try it and let us know. I had a long time ago one person call back, but their English was not so good, and you could barely understand what the heck they said. And so we would love to use your endorsement, and or we would love to use your feedback as to whether or not we should maintain, you know, because if we're not getting any fruit from the sponsors and we're, you know, it's not like where it should be. Based on the amount of listeners that we have, I know there's a lot of people, then that means that there's a high percentage of those people that drink coffee. That's a great way you can help support the good work that we're doing. Not one penny is, you know, and there's lots of people. I don't even begrudge people that are out there doing good work that are taking compensation. But I truly believe that by doing that in this particular cause, we compromise the blessings that we could obtain if we actually use self-sacrifice. And so we're not looking to, you know, and that's one of the reasons why people, every time somebody, oh, I want to get involved in this, I think we can make a lot of money. It's not about money. It's about liberty for our posterity, just like the same focus of the constitutional framers. That's why they put it in the preamble, that they did it for our posterity. And so with that, we need your support. You can fund us directly. You can send me a check. You just send me an email. I'll give you our mailing address. Send us, you know, payment via PayPal. That's a direct payment. And or you can use our crowdfunding with GoFundMe. There are different ways you can support us. And the greatest thing you can do is not just supporting us, but supporting liberty by getting involved. If you've got computer literacy, resources, what have you, just let us know. Get involved. Now, with that, I definitely want to thank you. It's the beginning of a new year, and I've yet to thank you. It's been since last year where I thanked you for tuning in. You are the integral reason in getting and helping this show grow and helping the message get out. So I would just ask that you try to make this year a banner year in growing, getting every single one of your like-minded friends. When you go to an event and they have an open mic or an opportunity to say, hey, I'm not sure if you've ever heard G.R. Mobley on Red State Talk Radio, but you need to hear the message he is giving us, because we only have so much time, folks. That's all I can say. We only have so much time, and 2020 is such an important year. This is it. We need to get one state standing up. If not, we're going to need the divine hand of providence to intervene. Because I just see that we're getting closer and closer to all things coming to the point of political crisis and political expediency. So please, please do not let this time slip away. Do not let your resources get wasted. And that those most valuable resources is your time, your effort, your money, those types of things. So please, I'll just plead one more time. Put money away, at least a gallon of gas a week. If you put that money away and then I say, hey, this candidate here needs your support, and there you go. I will tell you that some of the candidates that I asked you for support last year, or 2 years ago, I will not ask you for support for them because they were willing to say anything, and that's why they actually have violated their pledge, because they pledged to do something, whether they got money or not, and they have violated that pledge. And so this coming year, I am actually going to engage and say, you know, this guy is not worth a cent, and this gal is not worth a cent, because they signed pledges and they refused to do anything. I've asked and asked and asked, what are you doing to stand up for the Constitution? And you said you would do these things very specifically in your pledge, and you refused to do that. And so I believe that the leverage of the pledge can help. Anyway, last night, in working with the state party's Committee on Republic Review. We actually had a retired lawyer join us. And there was about 20 minutes, this lawyer went through a pile of federal cases where the court has ruled in favor of the Constitution. In other words, and let me explain this to you, because I've explained this many times. The federal government only has exclusive legislation in the District of Columbia. Now, they've relinquished a lot of that power to the city of Washington, D.C. There is no constitutional standing for having a city government and having a city council legislating when Congress, per the Constitution, has exclusive legislative powers over that area, period. So here's the thing. In this pile of federal cases and everything else, it has proven everything that I've been asserting, that the federal government has no jurisdiction in any state other than for those things that are identified within the Constitution, military forts, training. They have no constitutional standing for Indian reservations, for environmental reserves, saving, you know, grasshoppers and fleas and smelt. They have no standing for forestry. They have no standing for parks. There is nothing in the Constitution that has granted the federal government the ability to create a national park other than in the District of Columbia. Now, here's the thing. The problem is that the Rockefellers that contributed a lot of their land to the federal government. They did so unconstitutionally because the federal government had no standing and no constitutional power to control that land. They still don't. They're doing it, and they're doing it unconstitutionally. And so what I am finding in the sentiments of the people that I engage, yourself, listeners, and other people, when I call and talk to them, is their sentiments are all, I mean, there's a huge commonality. And bottom line is, everybody that I talk to, they're frustrated. They're just absolutely, you know, they don't know what to do. People hear the onslaught in the news, and there is no news of things getting corrected. Oh, well, we go to court and we lose. There will be no news of corrections until you get involved. And I'm going to tell you, if you get involved and if this movement, Republic Review, really grows the way it should be growing, it becomes viral, the mainstream news media is going to do everything they can to suppress it. They will not want to air the corrections of the federal government getting pushed out of the states, losing their control, because they do not want the people to learn about the solution, because they know how many people are frustrated. And they're so far along in getting everybody to buy along that the federal government can do anything and everything. They can't. They can only do those things that we, the states, delegated to them. Okay. So I want you to understand this whole thing. Instead of, you know, them airing all these things that, you know, would be actually beneficial, and that's one of the reasons why I like Tucker Carlson, because he actually hits on some points and helps people understand, but he's still not embracing the solution. There is a tangible solution. It's called Republic Review. It's that simple, friends. It really is. What they're going to do, and they know how effective they are in doing it, they are going to continue to use things to capture your attention. So you and America continues to get frustrated and not work on the solution. That's why I go through these, you know, this metaphor of what do you do when you go to work? Do you just squander your time, your 8 hours a day when you're supposed to be, you know, designing something? You're supposed to be, you know, taking bricks off of a conveyor belt, whatever it is you do. Do you work or do you actually just allow yourselves to get sidetracked on distractions? We need productivity. We need political productivity. Quit wasting your time. You know, you go to work, you make money, you got to do that because you got to pay the rent and everything else. But what else are you doing with your time? If you're not helping solve the problem, and there's just a few things you can do. You could tell people about the content on this show. You can point people to the website, reclaimingtherepublic.org. You can ask people, hey, try to refute this guy. If you think you know somebody that really thinks they know something, then send them my website, reclaimingtherepublic.org. Send them to my constitutional articles page and say, go through these articles and try to refute this guy. I would love to find out what they say. Because anybody in a little vacuum in their own little shower, you know, singing along, they can win any argument. But when they're actually standing toe to toe, going over the facts, they will lose every time because they do not have any imperial facts. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Well, I just came up with another great metaphor because and it's shower singers. I think I like that. I think I like that term. As I try to walk around the... walk around this discussion so many different ways, so many different times I come up with these things. And the shower singer is a perfect example of somebody who is singing the progressive narrative that the Constitution is a living document, that the Constitution is left for the judges to interpret. Show me anywhere in the founding documents that was the insertion, that was the intent, that everything was left to the judges. No. Everything was delegated within the Constitution, and the judges were to rule based on whether it was in the Constitution or not, not to interpret. Well, we think it might be based on emanations from penumbras, so that way abortion's legal. No, they don't have that ability. They can't even dictate that abortion is legal. They don't have that say. The sovereigns are not the Supreme Court. The sovereigns are... Now, Congress actually writes the laws, but if the states think that those laws are infringing upon their constitution, the ultimate sovereigns over that constitution are the states. Now, the ultimate sovereigns of over the states are the people. So that's why we, the people, have to focus our energy at the states. That's why I'm asking you to help focus on Wyoming. We're going to need your help. We're going to need you to, you know, send a little bit of love. And the reason why this is so important, and the reason why it doesn't take much, all we need is a $20 donation from you. If every listener that listens to the show donated $20, we would be able to actually buy the election in Wyoming. There's just no doubt we would be able to get all of the right people in place. So it is our job to find these people and to get these people to run. It is your job to help us get these guys across the finish line. We have until mid-August, and when the primary is. So that's one of the things I need to put up so that everybody can see when the primaries are. Well, there's primaries that are just around the corner, and it's too late for those states. Because I've been asking you, and I've been very focused on the dark red states. So, and a matter of fact, I think Idaho is in March. Idaho has been duped into believing having an early primary is best for Idaho. The people need to stand up and stop this and actually move the primary closer to the general election. The reason why is because the general election means nothing in these types of dark red states. The real differentiator between what you're going to get for government is in the primary. So why not stretch out the primary? Why not make the primary a long duration going all the way up to August? Then have a short run for the, you know, the final general. Because 9 times out of 10 in every single seat in the state legislatures, it's going to go the way of the county. If it's a Republican county, it's gone. It's a Republican. The general means nothing. Really running and debating against the Democrat or vice versa, the Republican in a Democratic district, it's moot. That's my point. And so, and I went over this a lot 2 years ago. But back to the shower singers. These people sound really good with the running water and everything else, but when they're actually in a one-on-one debate, or when you actually stand up and say, show me in the founding, in the ratification, but here are the ratification debates. Show me somebody in the Federalist that actually asserted what you're saying, not the anti-Federalists. The anti-Federalists may have made some really outlandish things, but that means that the Constitution was not going to be ratified. If the Constitution was ratified, then everything that the anti-Federalists said was discarded. So the only testimony that has any weight in the Constitution from the ratification debates are those things that were actually explaining what the Constitution was really going to do. Those in favor of accepting it. So anyway, so when you actually start presenting the empirical facts, when people really start looking at the standing and the definitions and terms of the Constitution, people have to go away. When people hear about these court victories, then they think, well, let's go to court. So in this conversation last night at the committee, this lawyer pointed out these different court cases where they won. And people go, well, shoot, let's go there. No. This is a jurisdiction issue. You've got to understand this. This is about jurisdiction. The federal government has no jurisdiction over health care. So if you step into a federal court, you have just surrendered your sovereignty as a state to say, well, federal government, you tell us what to do. If you stand up and say, you have no authority, prove to me you have jurisdiction. The only fight with the court should be proving jurisdiction. That is it. And then the court will go, okay, you got us there. We don't have any jurisdiction. Then go, fine. Then it'll be something for us states to settle. This is why the states cannot do this one by one. The states actually have to join together and say, we've never delegated these powers. You must cease and desist. It is the same thing as a corporation getting the board of directors together and the board of directors voting to oust some CEO or to oust the federal government, the entity that you've delegated powers to say, you know, make us look good, do good things, and they don't. That's why you have to pull the states together. The John Birch Society, these these people that are trying to obscure the truth about Republic Review is getting you to believe that, oh, if you've got the states together, then they can just destroy everything. No. No, you have to understand that the states have no constitutional authority of changing or writing the Constitution unless they follow the Article 5 application. That's why Republic Review does not require, one, an application, and two, requires that the states rescind or withdraw their applications for trying to amend the Constitution. Republic Review is not about amending the Constitution. It's about enforcing the Constitution in accordance with what Madison and Jefferson were saying. Madison and Jefferson never said we needed to amend the Constitution. So anybody that is making the assertion that Republic Review is about an Article 5 convention and trying to amend, there is no amendment in the world that will force the states to comply. None. The only thing that will force the federal government to comply to the Constitution is the states, not an amendment, only the states. When the states exercise their political authority, and they do have political authority in Article 4 of the Constitution as well as the 14th Amendment, they can stop the rebellion from within as they start to wander away from and destroy the Constitution. The states have the ultimate authority in enforcing their contract. And this literally, it all, like I said, the whole fight, when it comes up to the, you know, the doors of the court, it's about jurisdiction. Don't step in. Do not put your toe in their court. When they say, you've got to come here, you say, prove to me you have jurisdiction. You have no jurisdiction. It's that simple. They can't make a law. They can't even make a ruling over something in the First Amendment or anything in the Bill of Rights. That's why it says Congress shall make no law. It means the Supreme Court can't make any rulings. They have no say over religious expression, over the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and people seeking to address their grievances. There have been laws passed that actually force you to no longer be able to go and address your grievances with government. They're forcing you to actually do unconstitutional things such as insurrections and riots. Whenever people are out rioting and protesting, that is unconstitutional because you're taking away the civil rights of those who live in that direct vicinity, those who are trying to commit commerce. You're stopping the flow of commerce from happening that day. Protests need to be held economically accountable for affecting anybody's civil rights. You know, when they walked out into the freeway system in Southern California with Al Sharpton, he should have been fined, and everybody that was affected in trying to travel to work, to and from, moving commerce, they should have all been able to sue for their loss of wages, loss of time, that they were all caught in that fiasco because they wanted to take away your civil rights. Now, let's get on to Trump. Speaking of distractions, right? Are we heading for war? I've said we're not going to. Traditional war is about control over the land and resources by occupation. That's why troops go in. Troops take control and they start forcing, you know, the local inhabitants to live a certain way and to do certain things. We live in a time where intense, rapid military force can be applied without ever having to occupy or engage in force on force. We're not going to war. And as a matter of fact, these are the days of wars and rumors of wars. And that's what we're living in. And with that, I just realized we're at a hard break. So we will wrap up this
concept of going to war and all the saber rattling by the Ron Paulites out there, you know, that all this is wrong and so forth. They're on the wrong position of this, and we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so September 24th, President Trump ripped Iran in an address to the United Nations General Assembly. You may remember this. And a lot of people, that was great. Calling the Islamic Republic, quote, a malignant tumor that has to be eradicated. And now, today, when you look at what President Trump basically said, you'd think that he would have followed up on they have to be eradicated or so forth. When he addressed the nation from the White House, within 24 hours after Iran launched more than a dozen rockets at our air base in Iraq, he basically, with Pence and Pompeo and Esper and other Joint Chiefs of Staff who stood behind him after they had this conversation, quote, he said, as long as I am president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon, close quote. So he's kind of drawn a line in the sand politically. Now, that's a good line in the sand, because if you understand what the ideologues, because these ideologues believe death to Western society and death to Israel. The only reason they are not empowered to be able to, you know, have these types of weapons is because we have kept them from that. Common sense has realized that these folks are willing to blow themselves up, mutual destruction assured, and we can't allow that. We can't allow them to actually perform Harry Caray in trying to take down Israel and Western society in dominating the world. They believe that the more babies they have, the better chance they have in winning the world, because that's where they stand. It is about world domination. Their ideology is about world domination. Now, whether anybody is going to be willing to admit this when somebody has declared war on you and you do nothing, then they will advance and they will advance and they will advance, especially when they're serious about war. they have advanced. The Islamic State has advanced its way into Europe. The Islamic State is advancing into America. It's advancing throughout the world. And so people have this concept, oh, well, we have this obligation of religious freedom. Show me in the Constitution where you have an obligation to allow all religious practices to occur. Well, the federal government is actually restricted from by the Establishment Clause. The Establishment Clause is not applicable to the states. It's not about individual privileges and individual immunities, because that's the only thing that's applied to the states within those rights. So a person being able to actually openly practice proselyte and have, you know, churches and so forth, organization is not an infliction, which is the Establishment Clause, upon the states. Anyway, and I've gone over this quite a bit. So President Trump basically said the missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by this last administration. I'm glad he finally said that, because I think people really need to understand why evil is being perpetrated in the world, because we've been funding it. We have been subsidizing communism and evil states. The libertarians and the Ron Paulites are acting as if a long-term conventional war is going to ensue. This just won't happen, nor does it happen anymore. We don't put boots on the ground for any long-term. Now, we do have bases or what have you, but that doesn't mean that we've declared war. We've come in to, you know, engage, unless Congress actually does that. For us to actually engage in stopping, and let's keep the reality here. It's not like Trump just took an opportunity like Osama bin Laden and took this guy out. This was a direct response to our embassy being attacked by the Iranian militia that was right there in Iraq. And so there was a target of opportunity to say, okay, you want to try to attack us? And there was a retaliatory attack made in knocking out this evildoer, this Iranian general. Iran, I just want you to understand this. Iran is a puppet, and they're way too vulnerable on their own to allow itself to become isolated. They need an alliance. They need a friend. They need a big friend. This is why Iran has no choice but to align with Russia. There's no way they can align with China. China does not have a direct position to directly engage in supporting them without taking heat from the world, because everybody will see every Chinese or every chartered by the Chinese ship that goes into Iran. They don't have a land bridge that allows them to sneak all sorts of things into them. And oh, by the way, the one player that actually has access, direct access to Iran, is Russia. They are the neighbor to the north. It is, as I said before, this is about Gog and Magog. And people, if you don't understand what the heck that means, we're looking at the time where Gog and Magog will work together in going after Israel. I'm here to tell you, friends, we are that close. I get it. You want to have some memories. You want to get to Fiji. You want to do some things that are really good. I'm telling you, if you want your kids to be able to do the things that you wanted to do, then you really need to get up and stand up for liberty. Because even though you may have the freedom and the ability to go now, when we lose our liberties, your children will never know that taste. They will never understand liberty. It'll be just a concept, because they have the tools with what has been going on in China, with what's been going on with artificial intelligence. The tech companies are all behind all of this. Keep buying your Google phones.
Keep buying your Apple phones. Keep buying your crap from Amazon. You're just making money that they're actually taking the profits and using it in moving us and herding us into the little cages and traps they want us to live in, because they know better. They know better, and they are here to make those decisions for you because they know better. And they want a government to have the ultimate knowledge. There's no doubt in my mind. I believe that Google, Apple, and all of these companies that are seeking the ultimate in artificial intelligence is to basically create the cognitives like we see in Minority Report. That's a utopian concept to them, to be able to actually stop crime, be able to stop you from acting out. Boy, if they could get there, if they could actually seize the day and do it, carpe diem, right? If they can actually seize the day and actually inflict artificial intelligence to control us, boy, they would be in their utopia. This distraction is not over. And I am so glad we no longer have Clinton and the Obama cabal in charge to placate those who are doing evil. I still have my doubts on Trump, but I am so glad it is not Clinton and Obama. At least Trump is placating those who are on the conservative side. If you're on the conservative side, I want you to change your paradigm. It's not about conservatism. It has to be about the Constitution. Now, with that, one of the stories I want to get into, and what we'll end up doing is we'll get into going and diving into these marketings tomorrow, because I have all of these little G. Edward Griffins and other news snidbits that I don't have time to do today because I'm looking, I got barely over a minute left. The UN has approved a new convention led by Russia and backed by China that would counter the criminal use of information and communications technologies. But the criminal use may become any criticism of government officials or government bureaucracies. The reason why the UN wants control over the internet, and this is what J. Edward Griffin has basically stated here, that Obama allowed the U.S. contract with the internet corporations for assigned names and numbers to expire in 2016. The ICANN assigns IP addresses and maintains the stability and security of the internet. As planned, the UN picked up that contract and now has the power to throttle the internet. The Internet of Things is the big prize, and they want to fund total control over human activity and is expected to generate $3 trillion in revenue by 2025 and continue to grow by 30% a year. If the UN taxes and the Internet of Things, as it is planned to do, it will finally be self-funded without relying on member states. ICANN has the ability to assign a unique and directly accessible number to every electronic device on Earth, including air conditioners, computers, automobiles, cameras, phones, refrigerators, and clothing, and so much more. My friends, we have to stop. We have to get out of the UN. We have to start looking at the Constitution and bringing states in, abolishing the UN, taking these things back. The federal government had no authority to do this. And so with that, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the republic, and we need your help. God bless.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities,
responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty.